Okay, today Bezrat Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, and today we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Yud. Mitzvah Berefes, Eino Chayiv Ba. If you find an animal in a barn, then you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, because you could assume the owner put it there. Bereshus Rabim Chayiv Ba. But you find an animal just walking around the roads of Bereshus Rabim, so then you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Vim Haisa Beis HaKvaros, if the animal or any Aveda was in the Beis HaKvaros, Lo Yitamila, if you happen to be a Kohen, you should not be Mitzvah yourself in order to do Hashavas Aveda. If a Kohen's father says, I want you to become Tameh and do the Hashavas Aveda, or if you have a regular Aveda and your father tells him, I don't want you to do Hashavas Aveda, lo yishmalo, you don't listen to a father who tells you to violate an Aveda. A father is not entitled, not authorized to tell you to violate an Aveda, because the Pasuk says, ish imo v'aviv tiro v'shabsosai tishmaru. So if your father tells you, Chalel das HaShabbos, Al Tishmalo. So it's not only about Chalel Shabbos, it's about anything, the juxtaposition of Mora Ava'im. And Shabbos tells us that a parent is not, you do not listen to a parent who tells you to violate the Torah. So now, two other things that are similar to Hashavas Aveda, in that you have to be machzir afilu dalav chamisha pa'amim because Hashav tashivim. So parak v'tan, parak v'tan. When it comes to the mitzvah of prikotina, you keep unloading the guy's animal, unloading it back up. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'am chayv. You got to keep helping him even four times, five times. Shinamar azov tazov, because you have this din of azov tazov with a double expression. Halach v'yashav lo v'amar. But if the owner of the animal just sits on the side and he says, "Hol v'alecha mitzvah mitzoncha prok. Since it's your mitzvah, so if you want, you could unload the animal. Pater, then you do not have to do it. Shnemar imo, because it says imo that you only have to do it with him. Imayazakin ochal lechayiv. However, if the owner was old or was sick, then you're chayiv to do the loading and unloading because he's not being lazy. He just is unable to do it. Mitzvah minatora lifrok avaloliton. There is a mitzvah midaraisa to unload a burden from an animal, even if you don't get paid for it, but there is no mitzvah min haTorah to load up an animal without getting paid to do it. Rabbi Shimon Omer af liton. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there is a mitzvah min haTorah even liton, even to load up the animal, because the pasuk says in Chumash that kisira chamor sonach rovitz tachas masav chaldat me'azov lo azov ta'azov imo. That's the lashon of the pasuk. So that's the lashon of the pasuk in Shemos. In Devarim it's lo siras chamar chicho shoru noflin baderech v'salamtem him hakim takim imo. So that expression of hakim takim is could be about the animals. That so it could be that the Torah has this second pasuk to tell me that there's a mitzvah to load up the animals and not only to unload the animals. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, Im Haya Alav Yesra Al Maso Ein Zakuklo. If the animal was loaded with more than it could possibly hold and it was collapsing, you don't have to help. Shenemar Tachas Maso, Maso Sheyach Alamud Bo. Because the pasuk says that it's buckling under its masa, but it's got to be its masa, meaning a masa that makes sense for this animal to have. Moving on to Mishnah Yir Aleph, Avedasov, 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 Avedasov. If you have your own Aveda and your father's Aveda, and you can only save one of them, your Aveda takes precedence. Avedasov, Avedas Rabbo, Shalo Kodemus, same if it's your own or your Rebbe's, yours takes precedence. Avedasov, Avedas Rabbo, Shal Rabbo Kodemus. If it's your father's Aveda or your Rebbe's Aveda, your Rebbe's takes precedence. Shav vevi lol mazeh, because your father brought you into olam hazeh. Verabo shalom lo chachma mevi l'chayil maba. But your Rebbe, who taught you chachma, brings you into olam haba, which is even greater. V'yemavu chachmam, chachm shal avu kodemes. But if your father happens to be a chacham, then your father's aveda takes kedima, because mistami, your father also taught you Torah, and therefore he brought you not only to olam hazeh, but to olam haba as well. Hayav v'rabo nosin masui. If your father and your Rebbe were both carrying a heavy package, maniach shal rabo v'acharchach maniach shal avu. Take care of your Rebbe first, and then take care of your father. Hayav Rabbi Beis Hashavi. If your father and your Rebbe were both being held captive, Podes Rabbi v'Acharkach Podes Aviv. First, you take care of your Rebbe, and then you redeem your father from captivity. activity. But if your father is chacham, then you take care of your father first. So the same halacha in all these things, that the Rebbe comes first unless the father is also a talmid chacham, in which case the father comes first. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud we said that if you find an aveda you find an animal in a barn, you don't do Hashavas aveda, but in Rosh Hashanah you do Hashavas aveda, but you don't violate a halacha of Tumas Kohanim to do Hashavas aveda. And that led us into the discussion that if your father tells you to violate an aveira, you don't have to listen to him. Like if he tells you to do Hashavas aveda from a Beis HaKvaros and you're a Kohen, you don't listen to him. Or if he tells you not to do Hashavas aveda in general, you don't listen to him. And then we said that the mitzvahs of Priko Ti'ina you need to do as many times as it takes, because the Torah uses a double expression, but only if the owner is willing to help out, unless he's unable to help out. And then we had a machlokas where there's a mitzvah to be, there's definitely a mitzvah to be porek, but for free, but there's a machlokas where there's a mitzvah to be towain for free. So that's a machlokas on Kamen Rabbi Shimon. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili taught us that there's only a mitzvah of prika on an animal that's carrying a burden that makes sense for it to be carrying, but not if it's an overbearing burden. Then in Mishnah Yud Aleph we said that whenever it's your father versus your Rebbe comes first because your Rebbe brings you Talim Haba, your father only brings you Talim Hazeh, unless your father is a Chacham, and in which case he brought you to both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and that applies not only for Naveda, it applies for helping them with a Masui, it applies to redeeming them from a captivity as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of Perek Gimel.